Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the podcast. Today, we have your two favorite people on, Roman and me.
What?
I'm kidding. Yeah. Fran.
Yo, what?
Roman and Fran are joining us today. Thanks. I planned that out yesterday. I was like,
hey. Good one. That caught me off.
Yeah,
I was like, okay, good for you.
Anyways, yeah, so we have Roman and Fran on the pod. It's been a while since Fran's been on.
And Rome, kind of.
Yeah, kind of.
What, like 2 months?
Yeah, like a couple months.
I think the last time we were on, like we were together as
no.
well.
No, it was just you.
Oh.
Anyways, what's up?
You know, living life.
How's your week been?
Got a muggy couple days, Friday and today. Been kind of shitty, I'm not going to lie. Shitty.
Do you guys have any weekly updates? Anything funny or like any stories that have happened that you want to share?
That submarine story is kind of crazy.
That is crazy.
I was so invested.
By the time this comes out, it'll probably be irrelevant, but we should maybe say our thoughts on it.
It seems like an inside job to me. Like someone just wanted to kill a bunch of billionaires.
Yeah, or something.
Maybe the wives came together and they're like, we need this money now.
Someone's controlling it like a PS4 controller or something.
Yeah.
You know?
I really just think they were negligent. Like it was just.
But the guy opened, like the CEO was openly saying like, yeah, like fuck the rules. Like we're not going to do it the way everyone else does it. Okay. Like. That's why he made it out of like carbon fiber, which is like known to like whatever warp under
pressure.
Dude, all this pressure. Yeah. They said it wouldn't last more than a couple of dives. And they're like, okay, fuck it. Just go again.
Crazy. Yeah.
That is so scary.
I was so invested in that.
It seems like a literal inside job.
Or like ticking. That was just a ticking time. Like it was meant, if it wasn't going to be this time, it would have been the next time. Like, yeah. You know, like,
I don't think you should ever fuck with the ocean. I don't think people, that's one place that humankind should not explore is the ocean.
Like why
is its own life.
Why
I don't know
do you need
it.
To see the Titanic?
But it goes the same for space, right? Like, why don't you want to, like, you want to see what you can't see. Like, it's, you're intrigued by it.
These people are specifically doing these expeditions for the Titanic, like, to see the wreckage. Like, who the
fuck? Well, think about how big that is. Like, something that, like, sank over 100 years ago is literally upright at the bottom of the ocean. Like, it's definitely cool, but, like.
Sank.
But just the amount of bodies that might be in there. Like, there's probably, like, bodies in there, like.
Yeah,
old like it's history under there, right? Like people are probably like dying to see that.
And
shit.
You can't get that in a museum. So they can like lift it up. Second you lift it up, it's deteriorating.
But I just feel like Google the pictures. You know what I mean? Why do
but
you need to?
There's no pictures of
no,
it.
There are other underwater like excursions. There's
but not,
videos.
There's
of,
like submarines that have gone down there without people in them, like camera submarines
yeah, like
or whatever.
The robots or
yeah, that
anywhere.
Have that
the
have drones. Captured imagery yeah. of it.
I heard like them finding the Titanic was like a side job. Like they like originally in like the 60s, 80s, whenever they found
it. I read
it,
about it.
They said that they were going down there just to find that. But secretly, they went to find like two U.S. nuclear subs that have sank like during the war.
Yeah.
They didn't want the Soviets to know. They went and found like the nuclear ships and went on a fucking side quest. They're like, yo.
I read about that. He was following debris. There was like random debris and he was following it until he saw the ship. Can you imagine? You're like,
that's
holy
crazy.
Shit.
Yeah.
And it's just there in front of
but
you.
But isn't it off the coast of Canada?
Yeah, Newfoundland.
Yeah, Newfoundland.
Which is crazy. I don't
that
know.
That is kind of crazy, yeah.
Just interesting. A lot of history there. But I just don't think we should be touching the ocean.
It's like it's like a dark spot of history, though. It's like, why do we even want to like be reminded of this shit? Yeah. Like 1,500 people fucking died there.
Yeah,
like, yo, let's go fucking see it.
That's what I'm saying. Like, why do you even want to see that? Like, just let the people be. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, but the memes are so funny.
No,
it's bad.
It's bad. It's bad, sorry.
But like, yo, and like the other thing, too, like another touchy subject, but like Ground Zero, it's like.
What's Ground Zero?
Like the.
The alien?
Not 51 or whatever?
No,
like,
oh,
that's 9/11.
Oh my
9/11,
God,
like,
duh.
Yeah,
oh my God,
yeah,
ground
no,
zero.
Like the Twin Towers, like, you know what I mean?
Thing.
It's like,
sorry.
Why the fuck do people want to see a hole in the ground where buildings used to be?
Yeah.
It's like the same kind
it's
of
history,
but,
that's
wait,
why.
But the Ground Zero, we went, it's more of like a memorial. Like, all the people, have you been?
Yeah.
So
you mean like the museum part of it?
Yeah, what are you talking about?
Like, just the fucking hole in the ground.
I don't
it
know if
used
that's
to
always,
be.
No, well, when we went, it was a hole, but like, there was like, like, I don't know, something around it. And it had every single person's name that died.
Okay.
So it was like a, oh my God, like a memorial
type
of thing.
Like a graveyard almost.
Yeah.
Like,
so I feel like,
also, right?
Like I get what you're saying, but also at least that one has like.
Things to see.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. Like the Titanic.
I think people
like,
go
right?
down to the Titanic because they think they're going to find valuables there still. Like
they definitely could. Like a corpse, or like $1 million bracelet.
But I think there's
like
an, I read
diamond.
There's like an act that like you can't touch anything from it. Or if you do, it belongs to.
How are they going to know though? You're fucking. Well,
the ocean's actually, I didn't know until I started reading about shit. Like it's actually monitored by like the Navy, or it's like it's monitor. Like people know when you're down in the on those like 100%. In that area in that depth of like water. It's like, why are you?
That's like the whole purpose of the Navy. Like they're just military on water.
Yeah,
like, that all they do is like go surround that area, the borders, drug patrol, and all that shit. Like all of that. Yeah.
Something else that's fucked. A wife of someone who was on that sub that just blew up. Her parents or grandparents were killed on the Titanic.
I saw that.
Which is like,
and now like that. Your husband died going to see the Titanic.
Worst, worst like memes, I know these are really bad, but like that are also kind of true, is they're like people wanted the Titanic experience and they got the Titanic experience. That's pretty fucked. It's really fucked, but like, you know what I mean?
That is
it was like the Atlantic Ocean was like, say less, here you go.
Yeah, I don't know. Like, that's why I don't think you should fuck with it. And then I looked at like, I've seen like that video where it's like, depths of the water, and it shows like a human, and then it shows like where the whale swims, and then like where Mount Everest would go, and that's not even the bottom of the ocean. Like Mariana's Trench is like,
it's like 9,000 feet or something.
But someone's been there.
The Challenger's Deep is like the lowest.
But Titanic director went there.
James Cameron.
Yeah.
Even he's only the second lowest. Someone else like
went lower.
Like 10 years before him went like 500 feet lower or something.
This submarine probably would have survived if they actually did it the right way. If they like used the right material and stuff. The only reason why it imploded was because, like you said, it was basically made of fucking tin.
Like, but in that sense, it's like this guy is openly like on like news being like, yo, like fuck the rules. Like I'm not going to fall. And like no one's like, okay, hold on here.
No, there was.
You had to send them 13,000 feet down. Like maybe we should do something about this.
There was a whistleblower and the company saying like, don't do it. And then you got fired. Mm-hmm. So I mean, anyways, it's really sad, but I just think everyone's been talking about it.
Yeah,
it's definitely like a good like
learning lesson, like, but like we lost five people because of it.
Yeah, you
know? It's like fuck.
Yeah. Weekly updates. Me and Fran went to Yomi. What's it called?
Nome Izakayo.
It's our new favorite restaurant. If you guys live in Toronto, you got to try it. Our favorite place recently is Yonge and Sheppard. Is it Yonge and Sheppard?
Yeah, Yonge. It's like where I work. It's the best. It feels like a mini downtown.
With less people. Yeah. Less people and less expensive, I feel. And there's like hole in the walls. Like really good hole in the walls.
Nomi was sick. And like the first time we went, it was like whatever, like a normal dinner night. Last night there was a DJ.
No, it was my birthday dinner.
Okay. I'm sorry. Yes, of course. Very, very spectacular. But like, I mean, like last night there was like, you needed a rezzo. There was a DJ and shit bumping EDM. Like it was like,
really? Really good music. Like pretty sick. We should go. We got oysters. We got the beef or the beef pork belly. Fried pork belly. My God. So good.
Oh, so
fried
good.
Fried pork
so
belly. Good. We got gyoza. It's called gyoza?
Gyoza or whatever.
Gyoza, the cheesy dumplings, right? Gyoza.
Yeah.
Fried but Rome, like shrimp dipped in like cheese. It was like so good.
And then
the calamari.
Double lobster sushi. You got lobster sushi.
Yeah. I'm really hungry. I got oysters. Really, really good. What else happened this week? Oh, we want to watch Silence of the Lamb.
Yeah.
What?
Silence of the Lamb, which is supposed to be like a really good movie.
Yeah, Hannibal Lecter. It's like a top 10 movie of like all time. Yeah, long time ago.
Is it good?
Really good.
Is it scary?
It's not scary like pop-up. It's like scary like thriller scary. Like he's an eerie guy. Like he's a very like haunted soul. Like it's very like cool to watch.
Yeah.
It's definitely a good movie. It's like a top 10. It's probably like the best top three horror movie, like thriller movie.
I feel like I haven't watched any blockbuster. Like, I'm not a blockbuster like OG? Movie. Yeah, like, when I look up, like, best movies of all time, I have, like, not watched any of those.
Can like, Shawshank Redemption, have you watched that?
No.
Have you watched The Green Mile?
No.
Like, these are all classics you need to watch.
Can I say something about that?
Shutter Island.
I am someone who, like, when I say I want to watch a movie, like, okay, I think there's two people in this world. There's people who are like, let's watch a good movie, and it's movies like that, or like war movies, or like space movies and shit like that. Or there's people like me and maybe Fran who are like, we'll put on like Employee of the Month or fucking just go with it. Yeah, like those are good movies.
Adam Sandler movie. Yeah, that's like a good movie.
This is where me and him struggle is that like he'll be like, let's watch a sick ass movie. I'm like, yeah. He's like Interstellar. I'm like, no. He's like Shawshank. I'm like, no. He's like Green Mile. Nah. What else was the other one the other night?
Inception. Like, Inception. I'm missing all these crazy A-list
movies. Sam, like, hey, how about 27 Dresses?
Yeah. And then I'm like, how about 27 Dresses? Or like, how about just go with it for the 20th time? Because can I tell you why? I get anxiety when I watch movies like that. Because like, I don't know what it is. It's almost like too serious for me. Like,
If it makes you feel a certain weight, that's a good movie, no? Like,
yeah, but I just don't like the feeling of being sad, anxious, or scared when I'm watching a movie because I'm sad. I get sad, anxious, and scared in real life, so I want to watch movies that make me happy. You know what I mean?
That's true. It's true. I guess
he's opposite. He gets cheese as fuck.
I also feel like the top movies of all time. Like, I don't trust critics sometimes. I feel like it's just like a fat, racist, white man, like twirling his fucking mustache. Like, he has like the weirdest standards.
Yeah. What's everyone's favorite movie?
Oh, God.
Oh, shit.
I don't really know.
Why? You have weekly updates?
No.
Okay.
That's
after this. Get into it. Okay. Your favorite movie?
Why'd you like?
Movie series is like, this is going to suck to say because of like how it is now, but like Fast and the Furious, like the first like four.
Even five was pretty good.
Even like, five. Is five Brazil?
Five was the one where they had that like popular song that blew up.
Oh, Danza Kuduro.
Danza Kuduro. Yeah, that was okay, so
up to five. And then it's like fucking now he's in space and like all shit's going. Like they clearly fucking
the last
ran
the, one.
Yeah, they really ran this fucking series dry. But like before that, like I remember like staying home in elementary school and only watching like Too Fast, Too Furious or The Fast and the Furious. I knew like every line. Like I would sit there with my brother and just like word out like everything that was happening. He's like, dude, like shut up. You're so fucking annoying. Yeah. But like it's my favorite.
That's your favorite of all time.
Probably. I'm not gonna
lie. I'd say like I would watch that movie. Like that movie, I'm okay.
See, that's also a good movie I'd be down to watch. Like rewatch
like, I'm down for
that like
because
that.
I'm down for that one because it's like not like there's nothing like scary or
stuff. There's comedy in it too at certain like, points. It's
exactly.
Like
and the actors make me feel good in that movie. I don't know. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Okay, what's yours?
My favorite, like I don't know. My favorite movie would probably be either Inception or Interstellar. Like they're just both incredible. You have to watch it twice to understand it. Like it's just good all around. The ending leaves you like, what the fuck happened? Like you get to go, like I don't know. It's just a well crafted movie. The
I hate Interstellar.
Good.
I don't know what mine is. Employee of the Month or like We're the Millers. I don't know. But I did like Parasite. That was good.
See, like that would be on my list of like a good movie. It wasn't just like a comedy movie or like just a feel good rom-com. Yeah. Like it has a storyline. Someone creative like came up with it. You know?
It ends off with a somewhat cliffhanger, which I like too.
Yeah, I like that shit. It makes you like, I don't know. It's intriguing, right? It's not just like you turn it on and you're like, you're on your phone laughing at you know? Like,
yeah, that's so true.
It's a good movie. You'd watch it in a theater like and be hype about it. Like,
yeah.
And like side note, like that took us like four times to watch.
Yeah.
And usually that deters us when we like watch 5 minutes, like turn it off, come back a week.
Exactly.
It took us like four and it ended up being like one of your favorite movies.
Yeah, I know. What was it when we watched about that weird ritual? It was like a ritual and people started dying randomly. Oh my God.
I feel like I know this movie.
Oh, the like the Asian one?
No, it wasn't Asian. It was they're all like a retreat.
You're on a farm, right?
Yes.
Oh, it's a Midsummer Day.
Midsummer Day.
That was also really good.
Yeah,
I've never seen that.
We didn't finish it.
We did finish it.
Me and Boots watched it randomly one night till like 4 a.m.
How about you?
I've never seen that. I don't really have one. Like, I don't know. I don't know.
That's
why I try
to open your horizons with these movies. I'm telling you.
You know what series I like? I liked American Horror Story. Like I used to like now they're like too much, but like the old ones, I don't know if you've ever watched them.
I didn't until they came on like Disney. That's when I started.
I feel like you would like it. Like the early ones are they're fucked up.
Okay. Like, some of them are, there were pig one on the farm.
Oh my God. Some of them you're just like,
is
it based on true?
No.
Okay. That's still pretty sick.
It's not, but actually one of them is, there's one American Horror Story hotel and it's about this like hotel in LA called, what's it called? There's a documentary on it too, where like the Asian girl goes missing and they find her in the well. You guys definitely seen the documentary.
Oh, it's a haunted hotel. Is it a haunted hotel?
Yeah, in LA.
Oh, and it's like on the roof.
Yes. And found on the roof. And it's like kind of near Skid Row.
Yeah. It's in Skid Row.
Yeah, I think it is.
I can't remember the name of that hotel,
but
it's like
one of the series is based off that hotel. And it's so
good. That's where that guy
stayed
that killed his cat as well. You remember that I killed
the
cat?
The cat killer?
The cat
killer. I don't think he did.
That guy stayed there. Yeah.
No, he didn't.
A lot of people
stayed there. He was from Toronto.
Are you sure?
Yeah, he lived in Etobicoke.
Dude, someone else stayed there. Like, there was a lot of, like, criminals that stayed there because, like, there was no security. It was, like, drug dealers and prostitutes and criminals and shit.
That was sketchy, that thing, though. Like, that girl.
Yeah, that was
sketchy.
Like,
the last video of her is, like, wigging out in the elevator.
I think she did drugs, personally. Like, You know those documentaries that like are trying too hard to make it seem like something happened?
Oh,
that,
it's just like, yeah, she was just like, I really, she was just on crystal meth in the elevator.
They made it seem like she was just this like really studious girl that came and she would never do drugs or anything like that. So obviously someone murdered her, but it's like, I think maybe her parents didn't think she would ever do crystal meth and she probably found it somewhere in LA. And
who
like,
knows? Maybe she just went crazy because someone was following her. Like,
or that. Yeah, but I don't know. I think like, it's a big possibility that she.
It's a big if. It's a big if.
Big if. All right.
Okay, so today I want to talk a little bit about life transitioning, not in like a sexual or gender way, but just like in like when you have maybe a shift in your life when it comes to like job or like when you have, what's the word I'm looking for? Just like a big like life switch. And I feel like Fran's a good person to have on today because like he just recently went through it and I kind of want to pick his brain a little bit because it might help people out there like who maybe feel stuck or like they don't know what to do or like they feel like in this weird space, how to kind of maybe navigate through it. So if you want to touch upon maybe like your, so do you want me to say it or do you want you to say it?
Say what? You so talk you were, about my life?
Well,
no, kidding. Go ahead.
So Fran was like, so for example, like you're, how old are you, 27?
Yeah.
Okay. And you're like, you're expected to at 27 kind of, sorry, like you're expected 27 to kind of know what you're doing, like by then kind of thing. Like you're supposed to be having a job for a while. You're supposed to have all this money saved up. You're supposed to be whatever you're doing, living for your future. Mm-hmm. But I feel like you went through a huge like transitional phase where like at one point you weren't, I want to say in a rude way, but you weren't doing anything. Like you know what I mean? Yeah. To kind of work towards that. So when you weren't in the phase of doing anything, people were telling you, just get this job. Just get that job. Just be a freaking assistant. Just do part time. And you're like, no, I don't want to fucking do that until I find something that I love to do.
Because like in my eyes, I was like, I'm already unhappy. Now I'm going to do work that I don't want to do, which would make me even more unhappy. It's like, what the fuck is the point of that? And also like, I'm at a point in my life where like, I need to start like narrowing down the scope of like what I want to do. Like if I want to be in the field of security, cybersecurity, and then I'm someone's fucking administrative assistant. It's like, okay, I'm going to get 2 years of experience as an admin assistant. And then now I want to transition back to like what I want to do. It's like,
yeah,
what's the point? Yeah.
Doesn't really translate.
So
you
I guess
know?
My question is, what's your advice to people who maybe are in that like space of, I don't know what the hell I'm doing with my life. And I'm getting people telling me what to do, but like, I don't like, I just want to figure it out myself, but kind of motivating them to just do what they want to do without listening to outsiders. Because you had a lot of people in your ear that even me, like I was sending you jobs and you're like, stop sending me jobs.
Yeah, all the time. And like even my family, I was like, dude, you guys got to stop.
And I thought I was helping you because I was like, I don't want to say like, you know, like, oh, get a job. But I was like, you know what? Oh, like, let's get you started. Let's get you going. But what made you be like, I'm going to do this my way and not want to listen to anybody? And then you end up getting a job that you actually really love. It's like your dream.
Okay.
Job.
Like, think about it, like, even, like, metaphorically, like, you're at a low point in your life, right?
Yeah.
Like, maybe even one of the lowest. Like, think about it, like, being stuck in a ditch, per se. Like, when you're stuck in a ditch, you don't just fucking, like, claw your way out of it quickly. Yeah. You're gonna, like, inevitably, like, fall back in. Shit might fall down on you, like, whatever. You need to, like, take a minute, make a plan. So, like, I know it's uncomfortable, but sometimes when you're in the lowest point of your life or, like, one of those lowest points in your life, you need to, like, really sit with it. Like you need to like allow yourself to feel what you feel and not just like ignore shit, you know? Like I found that in that time period, I figured out a lot of shit that I didn't like. Things that made me happy in my life, things that I knew would better me, would be worse for me. Like in that time period, like a lot changed and I didn't change at all like overnight.
Yeah.
I feel like if I made all the changes that I ended up making all at like one time, like it would have been one of those scenarios where you just fall back into the ditch, you know? Like
it's a good metaphor.
Like I ended up quitting weed, which then changed the way I ate, you know what I mean? And then like slowly like worked in all these changes like over time. And
which made you make a better decision, right?
Like at the end of it, you know what I mean? Versus like, you know, I'm high all the time just fucking mugging out at home. Like I'm not just gonna make the best decision for my life in that state. I was like, you know what? One step at a time, quit out that, started like losing weight, eating better. And then it was like, okay, like now I'm in the space of, let me look for like what I want to do.
That's versus like way of looking at it.
Versus like, dude, when I was in that shit space, like I was applying for fucking, you would know, like 50 jobs a day.
Yeah.
Like literally like 50 jobs
it was
a day.
Like autopilot.
Hear back from like one person and like the job was like, you know, like support line janitor for fucking Rogers at home, like some weird ass shit. I'm like, wait, what am I doing here?
Yeah.
Sitting in these interviews, like not even knowing what the fuck I'm interviewing for, you know what I mean? Versus like when I applied for this job at like GG, Like, that was one of, like, three jobs I had applied for at that time. You know what I mean? Like, it was already a narrow, huge narrow scope. And, like, inevitably, like, just the way life works, like, it happens. Like, it ends up working out that way when you're not, like, forcing it and you kind of know what you want to do type thing. You know what I mean?
You have more, like, tunnel vision towards, like, something you really want to do. Yeah. Like, you've narrowed it down.
And even, like, I didn't have the experience I needed for this job, but, like, I took the time to, like, figure out, like, things I've done in my life that are kind of, like, relatable. Like, and, yeah, like, the way I ended up doing it was, like, was talking about cheating in Warzone. Like, which is kind of funny. You know what I mean? I'm, like... To be honest, like, I've cheated in games before, maybe not, like, gambling-wise, but, like, in video games and, like, the online world, I, like, I know shit, you know? Like, I've done that stuff. I know, like, what happens with your computer, yada, yada, yada. And this ended up working out, you know what I mean? And then even when I started working here, like, I knew I wanted to lose weight and, like, start at the gym. I didn't do that right away either, you know what I mean? I waited a month, got used to my job and my work, and then I started doing that at lunch. Like, you know what I mean? It was, like, all one step at a time, whereas I feel like if I took on, like, two or three or four of these things all at once, would it just fall back in the hole? Like, you wouldn't make the progress you want to make.
I think, there you go. I was going to say, I have two things to say to that. Firstly, I think that that's commendable because you didn't just act on, like, your emotions, because you could have been like, fuck, I feel like shit right now. Like, and like, have a sense of anxiety because of other people in your area being like, you need to do whatever. You could have been like, I need to do this right now and I need to do it now and here we go. You know what I mean? Like, you took the time to, like, actually logically think about next steps. And I think that that's why everything, like, worked out the way it did. And I think a lot of people, like, act in the moment on what they're feeling. And then you're not, that's not, like, long-term thinking, you know, that's like really short-term thinking. And then you get to that point in the short term, you're like, now what? You know? And also I feel like I can kind of relate to that a bit only because, like, you know how I quit my job? Like, I quit my job at one point, you probably, you obviously don't, but in, when was it?
Like 5 months ago, probably 6 months ago,
in like March or something, and like everyone was telling me like, why the like, why would you quit that job? And like, I didn't have a backup plan, but like, I knew in that moment I felt really low. Just because you have a job doesn't mean that you're gonna feel better, and that kind of relates to what you said about like, if you took like an admin job or whatever, and even if it was a good paying job, like, how is that gonna make you feel better? You know, so
you'll have some money, but like.
Getting paid 100K a year, but you hate your life.
Exactly. That's how I felt. That's literally how I felt. I felt so fucking mentally drained and low. Like, I would literally go in the bathroom stall and cry. And it wasn't because of the people there or like, they were all great. It was just because like, it's how I felt. So I was like, you know what? Like, long-term thinking, I can't just stay here and apply to a bunch of different jobs. Like you were saying, and like, hope something works out. You just got to take a risk and like, think about what you want for the long term. So like, I kind of like, that's commendable.
And even like, think about it too. Like, you're making 100K, but you're like mentally in shambles. Like, you're inevitably going to make worse choices with your money, your life.
With the rest of your life.
Exactly. Versus you make a little bit less, but you're happy and you're like, okay, wait. No, like, let's plan this out. Let's budget here. Let's do this, do that. Like, you know,
like, and not to get all witchy, but like, I actually think like, things work out the way that they're supposed to. Like, you got something that is 10 times better than probably any of the jobs that you applied for before. You know what I mean? And like, you're way happier. And in turn, that's like changing other aspects of your life too.
Like, you're snowballing other things that like you want in your life as well. Like, it's good. It's like keeping a good momentum.
But
almost,
I think
like,
that comes from like how we used to talk about like setting intentions and like actually following through with them. Like, the universe rewards you back. I know that sounds like whatever, but
it's
like,
also
you obviously
just focusing on one thing at a time. And I feel like nowadays people want to fucking fix their life in the snap of a finger.
Yeah, and
like,
what is fixing? Like, because a lot of people come into that point of their life where they're like, yo, like, I need to figure it out. But like, what does that look like exactly? It's like an intimidating picture because that's like 10 things. That's not just like, you know what? I'm going to fucking start waking up at six and my life is going
to
be, it's like,
that's how I used to think. Like, and I'm, it's different for me. Like, I've had a job for like a year now, but like, I was, I don't want to say down bad, but I was in that state of like lowness, even when having a job. And the one thing that I did was, sounds so like weird, but like, clean my space was like the one thing that I did to like start. Like, my room, clean my room. My car is finally like, you gotta clean your car. Like, where you are affects your state of mind. If you go into a messy car every day and you're just throwing shit in your car, like,
then your room's gonna be messy.
Yeah, it just resembles like how you, so my room's clean. My car is like,
there,
the cleanest
there.
It's ever been. Room. If you came into my car, you'd be like, holy shit, the cleanest it's been. Got some cracks and like the cup holder needs to be done. But like, just starting off small with like little goals. Like, even just like, okay, I'm going to clean my room or make sure like my laundry is like done or making my bed every morning. That's like one thing.
I also think though, it's worth noting that like, you shouldn't let your job define you. Like, the job like shouldn't I know a lot of people say like when they're changing their life, it's like about changing a job or finding a new job. But like, I think that like, for me, at least, like once I separated my identity from whatever job I had, like I started actually being happier with what I was doing. Does that make sense? Or is that you know?
Like, in video game terms, like it's just a side quest. Like your job is just like, should be a side quest, not your main.
Yeah. And it should be able to easily like flow with your life. And yours makes sense. Like, you know what I mean too? Yeah. Because like you're, like you said, like the whole video game and like your actual personal experience with like the online community and like all that stuff, like directly funnels into what you do.
Yeah.
So it just like flows. Same with you, kind of. You've always been into like animals. Pets and like animals. And like
it's like just a branch of what you already enjoy.
Yeah, it makes sense. So, and I think the same for like all of us. So, I mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think it just comes down to like not. I think the main thing for me is like, when you have people in your ear, for me, it can affect me really easily. Cause I'm like, frick, like all these people like feel this. I'm trying not to swear as much. All these people like think this way about me or like talking behind my back. I'm sure you felt that way too. Like, oh my God, all these people are like trying
100%.
To like.
And like.
Even, how did you navigate that though?
It was like, I needed to like, I don't know. I needed to like break it down and like, why do you guys feel the need to keep sending me fucking job postings of like random shit? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
That was like, and I needed to like think about it and then like actually talk to you guys and be like, yo, like I need you guys to stop doing this. Like, it's not helping me. I see the same 25 postings that you see. Like, I've already seen them and you guys are sending them to me again. It's like, what do you think of me that I'm just like a bum? Like, I don't do anything. Mm. Like, it inevitably just makes me feel worse. And like, people will only make change in their lives when they want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? It's 100%. Like seeing someone in a fucking bad relationship. Everyone sees it. They're like, yo, like, what the fuck are you doing?
Sorry for
swearing again.
No, no, it's fine. But
like, what are you doing? Whatever. And in the moment, the person's like in this, like their own bubble. And they're like, yo, but I love, you make excuses and shit. You know what I mean? Until they see like what's in front of them. Like, you can't really change a person.
Yeah.
100%. We were literally just saying that. Like, the first like step to change in anything is like yourself. You need to change like yourself. You need to like notice these things and want to change, or else like forcing someone to change or like making someone make a decision. Like it'll never work out.
Rowan, what's one thing in your life where you feel like you had a huge transitional phase that you had to go through, and like how did you overcome it afterwards?
I guess like starting at the new company when I first got laid off, like it's the first time I've ever been like, I guess like fired. It wasn't fired though. Like, it's not something I did wrong. It's like just a construction layoff. Like, it's just like,
did you feel like fuck? Like,
I did feel like shit. Obviously I was like unemployed and like, we had the house to worry about. So I was like, fuck, like I can't just ride it. You know, like I applied for like unemployment right away, but like, again, stars just aligned. You know, I didn't even try to find the job. Had a buddy message me saying like, yo, you got laid off. Like, you want a job? And I was like, all right, it's the industry I like. It was meant to be. I didn't even try to find it. I got hired 3 days later. I was off for 3 days.
Yeah.
It was just a week vacation.
Good break. But I think that like Rome's like personality, I don't want to assume. Actually, maybe I shouldn't say that.
What?
I was going to say like, I think like your personality is different than most like construction workers or people in like, maybe not all construction worker, not that you're a construction worker, you're an electrician, but like just people in the trades. Like,
I am
there's like not many people that are like genuinely like nice and caring when you're like relaying information. Like the other day he was like, there's someone who made a mistake and like, I need to like tell them. And I was like, okay, so tell them in like a nice way. And like you did, like you like approach this person with like kindness and stuff. And that's not always how you have been treated. So I feel
I feel like this
shows you like, I don't know. I feel like you're a good example for like, you can like relay information and be nice and still be yourself in the workplace. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? I think that in the past, like this is just my observation, but you felt like that you couldn't be yourself in the workplace. Like you had to either like be more aggressive or just like be completely quiet fully and just like
more
take
like
shit
obedient and just exactly just so just like listen.
I'm glad that you like you're realizing I guess too now that like you can be yourself in this workplace and people probably respect you even more for it.
I guess it comes more with like age, right? Like I started just realizing like, why am I just gonna be this like guy that's just like afraid to speak up or like just not like, where's that gonna get me in life? Just being like fucking meek and always like, okay, yeah. You know,
yeah,
like
that's so true.
Just like, just speak how you feel. And like, if someone doesn't like it or you're being rude about it, like it's different. But like, if you're just saying something honestly and you're being nice about it, like,
I do think
that's
that
it, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
That also you goes for...
You can't get mad at it. Like,
I do think that you need to try a couple things in life, though, with anything, whether it's a job or, like, maybe a relationship. I don't know. But, like, I think you need to try a couple of things in order to, like, really feel like you fit in somewhere. Because where I am now, I would have never thought, I'd be in terms of job. Like, people are so nice and fucking respectful and just, like, encouraging and, like, want you, to succeed. And I hadn't really felt that much, you know? So it's, like... I think same with you, like you haven't felt what you felt now at your current job, just being able to be open in yourself. So I think you need to go through a couple rough ones before you.
For sure.
The thing about like failing before you succeed is like really true too. Yeah. Even at my last job, like the money that you made was like fucking insane. You know, like there was sign up bonuses and like all the commission and shit. Like my first day, I made like $850 commission off a sale, right? And like the money part of it was amazing. But every lunch I was like to Fran, like, dude, like I like literally every lunch I would call her and be like, yo, like, I don't know if I can do this anymore. Yeah. Like whatever. Like, cause I just felt like a fucking, too. And I just felt like an ant, like such a like unimportant, like piece of shit it's part like of this
number,
company. Like,
yeah. Number,
yeah, literally a number. Like I made these people money that made them happy. And like, that was it.
That was
like,
it.
You know what I mean?
That was the end of the relationship.
Versus like, and like, I didn't know, I knew like two people on a, like a personal level, you know, like whatever. Now, like this job, I feel like genuinely it sounds corny, but like, this is like my family. Like I know everyone. Yep. I check up on everyone to make sure like they had a good morning, like see how they're doing.
Yeah.
What are they doing this weekend? Whatever. Like, and like one, like talking about how like one person can change like a culture. Like,
yeah.
Like people were kind of like there was like two, three people who were like outliers, but like a lot of people were like kind of shy. They wouldn't like go up to people, say hi, like whatever. Little things. Like I just started like every morning I would dap like everyone and just say like, yo, what's up? Morning, every time I would leave, I would say like, yo, what's up?
Yep.
And now like I've noticed like around the office, like everyone's like versus just like signing out at 5 o'clock. Now like people are like just like leaving saying like, yo, goodbye. Like see you tomorrow.
Yeah, got the headshot.
I'm like, oh shit. Like, you know, like I definitely like changed like that little.
Yeah.
That's something that I have to work on myself when I'm in office. Cause I am a shy person. Like I'll have like my few people I talk to and I won't branch out, not because I don't want to, it's because I'm very, you have to kind of open up my shell for me to be like, hey, what's up? But going back to like what you said about like making yourself, like I even notice in our monthly meetings, I usually don't speak because like there's higher people up there. I'm the youngest one in the company, right? Mm-hmm. So I'm kind of like.
In the company?
Sorry, I think in the company.
You're not that young. How can you be the youngest?
I think I am. Maybe not in the company, but on my team, on like the bigger team, I'm like the youngest one in the team. And like everyone knows I'm like just starting off my corporate career kind of thing, right? But I noticed even like in the last meeting, like I asked questions. Like I was asking questions. I was saying my strategies to like our president of marketing, whatever. And then after the meeting, I was like, wait, that actually felt good to like voice myself and not just be there like, should I say it? Like, no, it's stupid. Like, maybe they won't like my idea.
The voice in your head is evil, bro.
Literally. And then once I was like, shut the fuck up. Like, I'm asking my question. They're like, great point. Like, that was a really great point. I'm like, you know what? Like, that's how it should be. And like you said, like, in every aspect of your life, you shouldn't let that fucking voice in your head be like, don't ask that question. Like, it's stupid. You know? Like,
I also think that you have to like lead with confidence when you're talking to people, whether you're at work or like when me and Fran have our own clients outside of work with whatever we're doing. I think, even if you feel like you don't know what you're talking about, just act like you know what you're talking about. Yeah. That's what I do a lot.
I think it's imposter syndrome, though.
I think it is imposter syndrome.
What?
Just funny name.
I know it is.
Yeah, no, it's, but it is funny. It's a voice in your head. Imposter syndrome. Like, I still work in marketing, but for tech. So it's like, I'm not techie. Like, I don't fucking know. So like, when we're talking about tech things, I'm just like, what the fuck? Is that, and I'm like, okay, let me just ask. Let me just like give my opinion. And they're always so encouraging. They're like, oh my God, yes, like that's good. And then I like get off the call. I'm like, wow, like maybe I'm actually
because
smart.
You're just like, you're going with your gut, you know? Even if you don't know what you're saying, people acknowledge that. The average person who's actually genuine and like smart and not smart, but like just a genuine, nice person. If you're like trying to talk about something, no one's going to be like, you don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
You know,
I think the worst.
No one's going to say people that. Like appreciate
yeah,
that too.
Yeah, I was going
to
say that.
Like, versus you making like a fucking mistake that would like, you know.
Be detrimental. Yeah. Or on the flip side, if you're somebody who is like cocky about it, like a know-it-all and really you're wrong, that's even worse. Because I know people like that. I know people like that. They just like insert themselves. And it's like,
you mean this?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, actually, that is a wrong term.
Yeah, four eyes. Fuck off.
Anyways,
yeah, that was my little spiel. I thought that you were a good example, though, because you were, like, very transitional phase.
I want to talk about something that has ruffled a couple feathers over on Instagram, on one of our Instagram reels.
You
said that,
no.
I said you? Well, C-word.
Rude. Really?
Yeah.
Whoa, really? Yeah, drop the C?
Yeah, some people on our fucking reels are rude AF. Like, and it's always, we've talked about this before. Damn. It's always men. They see women giving an opinion, and it's very much men who are like, you can tell they're controlling of their girlfriends that are commenting, and they'll comment things like, who are you to know what you're talking about? C word. This guy literally said that.
It's like, dude, it's a 30-second clip. Or like,
he called me. From where do you bring so much knowledge? C word.
This was the convo that we were having, okay? We were talking about, should you feel like you need to tell your significant other absolutely every single thing about your past? Like, everything.
This is home with me and Fran, though, because we've had, I told you, we've had our...
I think it's definitely important
but
to
so
clear that
me.
Up.
Like, I think like, every single person, like, every single relationship goes through a phase where it's like, oh, but, like, you didn't tell me that part. And then the other person's like, I didn't think I had to tell you that.
And that's what I was saying.
Hold on, let me finish my thought. Yeah. Or, like, the one person says something about, like, or brings something up maybe casually about their past. And then that person's like, wait, you never told me that before. And then you're like, oh, wait, I didn't know that, like, it's just coming up now. And that's always, like, a cause of friction, I think, in any relationship until you come to the point where you're like, okay, this is exactly what I want to know, and this is why I want to know it. You know what I mean? So that's what we were talking about. We're like, should you feel like you need to tell them absolutely everything? Where's, like, the boundary? Where's the line? And people online were like,
"What I was
this
saying,
is your fucking excuse to, like, hook up with people in college and not, like, what the fuck are you talking about? Like, no.
It's case by case. Yeah. Like people... Different people react differently. There's someone who wouldn't want to, doesn't care at all to know. And like there's two parts of that too. There's someone who doesn't care to know because they're scared. And there's someone that doesn't care to know because they generally don't care.
Don't care.
You know? Yeah. And there's other people who have like had their own shit that's happened in their past, maybe been hurt, like whatever, and just would rather get out the way and know. Like, you know what I mean?
And that's why we wanted a guy's perspective too, because like these are all men that were commenting this, basically saying that we're like,
someone said, I assume that then women would use this excuse to, as an excuse to hide the 300 men they've hooked up with. And I was like, well, is that something that you'd like to know? If yes, then communicate that. If not, then like you have to create that space where it's like, do you want to know 200 people or do you not care? And some people would say, yeah, I do want to know 200 people. Some people would say, no, you know what? I don't care. So you have to establish that. It's not that like, that's why I was saying in the clip, like things that are relevant to your relationship or what to your partner wants to know. But people don't watch the whole episode and then they call me.
Well, I just think that also like you aren't just going to randomly be like, hey, yeah, by the way, I hooked up with all these people. If like it's just like not even a conversation.
Yeah, sure. Yo, by the way.
And it's not even about that, though. And like it's just crazy to think that all these people commenting on this were making talking about your past only about like hookups. Like, there's other things that happened in your past. I'm talking about just trauma in general.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Or even like a healing journey. What if the person that like whatever you. When you met, before you met Sam, you were this person that you were kind of ashamed of, but you did the work. I'm not saying in the past sexually. I'm just saying like the person that you were, you know what I mean? You were somebody that you didn't maybe like to present that in a relationship and you did the work to change that or something that really traumatic happened to you that maybe you don't feel comfortable saying it to Sam or you don't feel comfortable bringing it up to yourself because you felt I've already healed that part within myself. I don't feel like it's necessary to bring what's that from the past caused me that trauma into my new relationship. And that's what I was.
I've done that. Like when we were younger, we were dating, like I brought shit that's happened to me into our relationship, but I didn't actually tell him like why I was doing these things. I would just like act out in a certain way.
Behaviors.
And like, it was like my behaviors. And he would be like, what the fuck are you like? Why are you acting like this? And then I kind of would like realize why, but I didn't blatantly tell him I'm acting this way because this is what happened to me. Like I didn't do that because like, first of all, he didn't really ask. And second of all, I just didn't feel like that was relevant to our relationship. Yeah. I just did the work to change myself because I wanted it to work with him. And I knew that my behaviors going forward like that weren't going to work.
Yeah.
So I changed and that's it. It's not just about telling your boyfriend how many guys you hooked up with. Like, cool, do that. But there's more than that. You know what I mean? Like,
so much more. Yeah.
Substance, it'd be like being addicted to something. Like,
it blew my mind how all, because I think they see a woman talking about it. They assume that I meant like, oh, like it's and they're all like, oh,
and me personally, like if
these
you want,
are just like immature people,
all
right?
It's
like,
all men. It's not old like, men. It's old white men all the time. Or
just sexualizing you. They just think like all your past is fucking filled with is like sexual stuff, like just hookups and shit. Like,
yeah,
you know what I imagine? Like these internet people are like, you know, the South Park episode talking about like World of Warcraft players. So bad. They like live in their mom's basement and like shit at their chair, like, and they come bring a bucket.
Yeah, yeah,
like,
bam.
Where's the Milo?
Like, I personally, like, in case anyone cares, I wouldn't want to know every single thing. That's just me. But I know that like there's other people who want to know every single thing that's happened in someone's past. Yeah. I think that. Yeah, that's just me.
I think we struggle with that a little bit. Like, I was the one who was like, it's fine. And then you were the one who was kind of like, let's know about it. And I was kind of like, oh, like, whatever. But once you say it and it's out there, like, then it creates that safe space. But I'm saying there should be boundaries. If someone really doesn't want to go there, like, you shouldn't push to go there if it means that they feel uncomfortable about it.
But again, I just want to clarify that that whole convo wasn't just related to people that, like, a person has hooked up with or been with. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So another question. Why are men not okay with their girls doing OnlyFans or porn, but men watch OnlyFans or porn?
Okay, well, I don't know. Just one thing I see with that is like, you, like, if you're doing OnlyFans, you're like putting yourself on display.
Okay.
And like, you know what I mean? Like, you're like selling your body.
Okay.
You're really like putting your own self on display.
Okay.
Versus like a man watching porn is kind of just like him doing his thing in the dark. Like, you know what I mean?
Yeah, it's not like,
it's kind of hypocritical.
No, okay, I get it. And I'm not like picking a side here. I'm just saying like how I feel. I mean, like this is now like 10,000 horny kids on the internet seeing your body versus a man doing his thing in a bathroom.
And we need to keep in mind, porn is free. Okay. OnlyFans subscription, like that is a whole different level of.
So would you think it's effed up if a guy doesn't want their girl to do OnlyFans, but then is paying for another girl's OnlyFans?
I think paying for an OnlyFans is kind of weird. Yeah.
That'd be kind of weird.
I think it's just as weird as having the OnlyFans. Like, you're just going to pay for it too.
I think that's worse.
Yeah. Like, you're paying. Like, why are you paying?
That's weird. That's why. Porn is free. That's why I'm saying.
You guys are like, meaningless. Answers were like, oh my God, no. They're like, that's weird. Yeah.
I can see both like sides kind of like, you know, like.
Wait, there's no side though there. Like, you shouldn't be paying for another girl's OnlyFans. Let me make that clear.
I'm going back to like porn and stuff.
Yeah, no.
Like, what?
No, I know. I'm just saying, like.
Okay.
Like, it took a wrong turn here.
Just on a lighter note, to like wrap up, I have some I don't get it. So these are just like random things that come up in life that I just don't get. Mm-hmm. Okay. Number one.
Can you look at your phone for a second?
Why?
Let me just look at it.
You know when like you see people at the gym or like just anywhere and like you smile at them, but you go like this?
Yeah.
I was in the mirror at the gym the other day and like someone walked by me I knew and I was like, and I saw myself do it and I was like, ew, like, why did I just do that? Like, why don't I do my real smile at them? Why am I like, yeah. And I'm just like so embarrassed. And then I realized, I'm like, I do that all the time. I saw your mom and your aunt at the gym. Like, I'm pretty sure I did that to them. I'm like,
yeah,
it's like so embarrassing.
Default
like,
reaction.
Yeah, it's like, why do people do that? So
like the bot reaction.
I'm kind of different. Like when I'm at the gym, Fran would know, I'm just like the most social person.
Yeah,
I'm like opposite. I'm like,
it's like there. I have my days, obviously, where like I'm just headphones on, blasting. Even if someone comes up to me, I'm like, don't even bother to take them out and be like, what did you say? Like, I have those days too, but there's other days where like I'll just go around, like I'll see a guy struggling, I'll go spot him, be like, hey man, like good job, you almost did it, you know? Yeah, one away, that was all you, you know? Like, and Fran even knows I have a funny story. Like, I have like a gym idol. It's like this D's like 50-60 year old guy.
Is he always there?
Always there. We're always there. Like, I always go at 12 o'clock, so I see the same people every day type thing. And I'll go up to everyone and just, like, start a conversation with this guy I was, like, fucking terrified of. Like, you know, just being around him, I was like, ugh, like, shit. And on Friday, like, I finished on a machine and I was walking by him and he, like, pointed at me. I saw him, like saying something because my fucking earphones are blasting. And I literally just, like, looked at him and froze. I'm, like, slowly, like, took it out. He's like, yo, I like your shirt. Like, Muhammad Ali, like, said some shit. I'm like, holy fuck. Okay, true. This guy's a normal person. Yeah, like, you know what I mean? But
not all muscle.
Yeah.
No, just but a big fucking muscle.
He's like an older guy that's jacked.
Yeah. Dude, ripped. Like, he's just like so big. And like the thing that I found interesting is like he does everything so slow and like lightweight, but he's fucking like every vein in his arm is popping and like he's yoked. So I was like, I've been like into this guy seems like an anomaly. Like, I've been interested, like copying like certain workouts and shit. Just
start watching. Sometimes the lightweights and the long reps are the way to go.
But yeah, no, I see, like, I know what you're saying. Like, even on the street, like, even if you were walking your dog, like, you'd see someone you've known for fucking 10 years and just be like,
why don't you actually do your, like, smile?
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like you do that, though. You do.
What? You randomly smiles?
You smile all the time.
I feel, like, obligated to, like, speak to people that, even if I've met them, like, one time.
Sometimes I'll be, like, in a horrible mood, and, like, Francis will, like, see people. I'm like, hey, how are you? I'm like, oh, like, really? You have to, like, speak to this
people? But look, now I feel like that's changed a part of you. Like, look at you asking questions now in your big meeting. Like, I feel like that's not something that you would normally do.
I guess. I feel
it's like opening you to, like, the conversation, right?
And then it made you feel, like, good after, you know? Yeah. You're like, holy shit, this isn't that scary. This isn't that bad to ask questions. You know what I mean? Like, I feel like it's not a bad thing.
No, it's not.
You guys know about the smile theory?
No.
Not the smile, like the stupid smile, but like the real, actual, like not even like smiling that big, but like smiling from the inside of your mouth, okay? Mm-hmm. Which is like, it basically just like think of, don't smile right now, but like think about smiling.
It literally makes me smile.
Do it.
Yeah, it literally makes you smile thinking about smiling.
Think about smiling. It kind of makes you have like a natural like brightness, okay? So it's a smile theory. And you,
you
basically walk around wherever you are in a public space. You walk around wherever you are and you do this like inner smile in your head. You think about smiling and you naturally brighten up and people are naturally attracted to you. Like if you were single and you did that, like you would pick up so many people because like you're naturally attracting these people. Or if you're in a workplace, you're at a big work event and you're doing that, like people are coming up to you. They're talking to you. They're like gravitating towards you.
You give off a look that like, hey, this an approachable look, right? If you're sitting there like fucking...
you're not just gonna go up to me. Hey, how's your day going?
Yeah. Like,
I
look fucking upset, man.
I literally need to actively work on that because my RBF is fucking crazy. Like, too. I need to start. Yeah, like,
RBF is not a good look, man. I'm telling you. I know. Like, just looking like somebody who is happy outside of what they're doing, it just genuinely attracts happiness, right? Like, it attracts like good things, good people, good vibes, good energy. It's like all one.
Yep. It's just like, I was thinking of something, and recently I was at my desk. Like, I have my desk, and then I have, like, my mirror, and I realized I was literally like this. And I look in the mirror, I was like, I was like, what the fuck is that angle?
No,
I was
watching you work, and it was actually scary.
I have a really bad
this was the like computer.
Oh, my God,
if this is the computer, something happened. She was like, oh. And she was like this. And her mouth was open at the screen. Like, she was just like, I'm like, oh, my God.
It's so unattractive. Like, I hope at work I don't look like I'm like, I literally look in the mirror, I was like, ew, I was so humble. I was like, But anyways,
that was my I don't get it. If anyone else has an I don't get it.
I probably do, but I have to think about it a little bit.
Another really quick one relating to the gym, at least at my gym, when your earphones are on or just in general and you're like walking out and the people at the front say bye to you, but they don't like say it loud. They're like, bye, take care. And you're like.
It's just probably just habit.
And you're like, yeah, but then I feel rude because like, it's like, obviously you're talking to me. There's no one else there, but they're like. Bye, take care.
And you're like, hey, bye.
Yeah. I'm like, wait, why can't you just say it a little bit louder?
I'm different. See, like, I know everyone works at the front desk, and every time I leave, like, if it's a Friday, I'll be like, you yo, have a good weekend, guys. I'll actually like, give them a handshake. Yeah. Every time I walk in, I'm like, hey, how's it going?
Friend, like works there.
Not really works there, but I just, like, I don't know. Someone told me this, like, time ago and just said, like, people are our currency, and it kind of, like, changed my mind. Like, dude, all this material shit, money, like, all this shit means nothing. Like, boil all that shit, like, there was a fucking apocalypse one day. Like, money would not mean a fucking thing in the world. And all we would have left is, like, the people that are beside us. And I don't know, it just kind
of
changed the way
I would love to be beside you because you have a lot of friends and people that love you. Like, so Roman, I would just
like,
stick by
naturally, like, goes by that. Like random thing. But, like, he was playing Valorant the other day and he told someone they did a good job. And he's like, yo, like, stop riding my dick, man. And everyone's just like, okay, dude, like, why are you having a bad day? Like, I'm just going to mute you. And I'm like, see, if that was me, I would have been banned off the game for a week. I would have said some fucked up shit.
You told someone they did a good job and he was basically like, why are you pissing my ass?
Actually.
I said good job and he literally said, yo, stop riding my dick, pussy. Like, you're so weird. Like, all this shit. Yeah. I was like, all right, buddy, mute it.
I'm going to kill him. I'm going to kill that guy.
Yeah, versus me, I was like, yo, like, I would light on fire, you know?
Well, how about when we're watching Jinxie and he was facing that like guy who's like, I'm a bronze, but I think I could be a plat. Everyone was like, oh, you're such a, you suck. And then he like faced Jinxie and he lost. Me and Fran messaged him.
I messaged him after. I'm like, yo, good like, job, me and my dude. Girlfriend were fucking ruining things. Like, good try, man. He's like, yo, my bad for like letting you down. Like, I tried. I'm like, it's all good. Like, good try.
Yeah, see, like, that guy just got happy.
Why not encourage each other? It's because people have this like weird sense of like, competition. Like, they need to be the best, but like, there's room for everybody. Like,
yeah, was probably like 19. But I feel like
that's a new
thought
thing.
He was sick. Like,
I know.
The world wasn't always that way. Like, yeah, I feel like internet, social media, like, just
100%.
Like, fucked with people. Like, people can live a completely, like someone would not, like, that person, for example, like, imagine this was like a live speech you were doing in front of people, your last podcast where someone said, called you the C word.
Yeah.
If you were saying this live, like, in front of a group of people, that person would not stand up and be like, yo, like, you're fucking stupid. Yeah. Like, you're a C word. They wouldn't do that. But never, because their face is hidden and they're an anonymous person on the internet, they feel like they can do that. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Internet changed people. Like, it sucks.
I don't know. I'm definitely, like, we say,
it
like,
brings out, like, the worst in some people. Yeah. Like, they think they're just like, well, I wouldn't say this, but I'm going to. Like,
I was fucking there one time, too. Like, yeah, you know, like, I would be that, too. But, like, yeah.
All right. Sorry. Well, anyways. Thanks, guys, for coming on. This has been a 50-minute episode. Wow.
That flew by. That felt like
it always flies by.
You know why? Because it was casual. I feel like we were just talking. Yeah. Like, we were actually just talking about shit. Like,
I looked at that thing and it said 5 minutes at one point, and then I haven't looked at it since, and now I see it's 50. That's kind of crazy.
Really quick to end the episode on a good note, Roman asked me in the car, what's like one thing that like genuinely makes you feel blissful and happy? Just like one thing. Just spitfire it. Everyone say it. Go.
Is it food?
Anything. Just a moment or like something that you do.
Going to my grandfather's house and grandmother's house to spend Sunday with them.
Mine would be like when I have nothing to do and I'm sitting on the couch watching like Love Island or reality TV and like eating a snack. I feel blissful.
I think that's like me too. And when I know like I've done what I should have done that day or something like that, like I just feel very like at peace. And like that's when I'm like most happy. Like
ribeye steak?
I was gonna say the gym, honestly, it's like changed my life.
Yeah.
Like,
yoga. Yes, yoga too.
Yoga too, right? Like, see, I don't know. Like 12 o'clock every day is my favorite time of the day. Like I look forward to it every day. And it's just like
that's really good. Cause it also breaks up your day too. Yeah. Right? Like you have like so it doesn't feel like you're working all day.
Yeah. Good. Come back energized too. I need one less coffee a day.
You've been firing me up to go to the gym.
Yeah, see, like
I've
every
been telling
day,
Sam, like, dude,
I'll
I'm going
back from
going,
the gym and be like, Rome, trust me, you got to do this shit. I feel like I'm all
and
fucking.
And she agreed to come to Movati. Really?
Yeah, because she
convinced me. I got to come there, man. I got to cancel. You know I'm canceling. Okay,
I honestly didn't want to go, but she convinced me that no one really goes there. So I was like, okay, like, I'll go.
We're wrapping it up. Otherwise, we'll keep talking. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.